I think you're the last one here, so just FYI. Have a good night. You could at least be a little courteous. What? Don't act innocent. You can say good night to me. Like, I get it. We have some thing, you don't like me for some reason, and you're just gonna be rude all the time. But I mean, you could at least observe the rules of common courtesy. What do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? You ignore me all the time. And when you don't ignore me, you're like glaring at me. So, yeah, you do know what I'm talking about. And I mean, honestly, I see right through it. So, there's no point in trying to keep this wall up so that you don't get to know me. Yeah, I know exactly what your problem is with me. Yeah, your problem is that you want me and you wish you didn't. Because we work together and it's never gonna happen. Because I'm not the kind of girl that you're supposed to like. I'm, too curvy, too loud, too opinionated. I'm not the sweet little retiring flower that you always imagine yourself with. And so you don't want anything to do with me. But I bet sometimes you can't help it. And you see me bend over a little too far in one of my skirts, or you catch a look down my top, and your dick gets hard, and you think, I wonder what it would be like if she wrapped me around her little finger. Am I wrong? I'm gonna take it your silence means no. It's unfortunate for you, though, that I have kind of a thing about manners. If you were nice to me and, a little standoffish, it would be one thing. And maybe there would be a chance in hell. But you're really rude. Yeah, and I don't care why. So, I mean, best case scenario, the only thing that would ever happen between us would be me punishing you. That's an interesting face. What does it mean, I wonder? Have you been a very bad boy? Oh, this is great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy who's been making my life miserable. Is just aching to crawl across the floor and beg me on his knees for a little punishment, aren't you? Don't try to deny it. Yeah. Trust me, I know what a real denial looks like and what a fake one looks like, so you might as well just accept it. You may not like me, and I may not like you, but I think things might go a little better around here if you just accepted your place. So get over here. On your hands and knees. Yeah. See, look much better down there. If this were a different kind of office, I could just keep you under my desk like that. Now, You don't have to like me, but you do need to apologize for being such a bad boy. How sorry are you? Not sure I believe you. Turn around. I said turn around. Get on your hands and knees. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've been a very bad boy. You've made me very irritated. And you need to be punished. And you need to prove that you deserve even a tiny bit of my attention. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have an idea, but I'm not really sure you deserve it. Why don't you stay right here? You can sit up, and I'm gonna sit over here on your desk. Yeah, all these lush curves that you don't like. No, you don't like big tits or big, round, full hips or a soft, full ass. I know. You like skinny girls. You don't lay awake at night thinking what you could see between my thighs. But now, as your punishment for being such a bad boy, you'll be able to picture what it looks like on your desk. Mm-hmm. Oh, what it looks like when I rub my clit perched on the edge of your desk, looking down at you. Why don't you take off your clothes for me? Oh, I want my naked little slave boy at my feet, like, torture him. Oh, yeah. show me that you're sorry. I know. That's better. Now, pinch your nipples for me. Harder. Oh, that's it. Make it hurt. You've been bad. And if you want any chance to feel less, frustrated, you're going to have to be very good. I think you can call me Miss. Yes, Miss would be fine. Oh, I can see that you like this. Are you going to think about this while you're working, I think? Are you going to think about burying your face between my thighs, letting me ride your tongue? Oh, I don't think you've earned that. Don't get excited. Calm down. Oh, I don't know. Oh, well, I don't want to stay here too much later. And your punishment is going to take longer than just today, I think. So, yes, why don't you come over here? Mm-hmm. You may lick. Yeah. Oh. so angry at you. No. This is what I need. You need to get up. Yeah. Get up. Yeah. Come here. Oh, this isn't a reward. No. Don't get excited. Oh, I'm gonna use your cock the way I like to use my toys at home. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't like you enough to let you fuck me. But I do like you enough to use your cock. Oh, yeah. Just like that. No. No thrusting. Don't you fucking move. Yeah. You just stay right there. Buried deep inside me. Oh, while I rub my clit. Oh, no, you don't move. And you can just feel my pussy clenching around your cock. Sometimes I just need to be full of cock, even if it's not one I particularly like. I'm fucking cum on your cock. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're all hard and you just can't fucking resist me. Oh, I'm gonna cum on your fucking dick. Don't you fucking move. You feel that? You feel that pussy that you just don't really like? You feel that milk in your cock? Oh, imagine how much nicer it would be if you could fuck it. Are you gonna beg? Are you sorry for being so rude? Okay. Yeah. Just. Fuck. Yeah. Show me how much you don't like it. Oh, do you hate that you fucking need this cunt? Show me. It's your only fucking chance. It's your only chance. It's your only chance to fill this pussy with cum. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Now get down there. Clean me up. You might as well enjoy your last taste.